The criminal justice system of Indiana had its trust in mental health experts shaken after an incident that took place last year. Last year, Bloomington psychologist Albert Fink was scheduled to testify at a criminal trial, but he never got there. As Side Effects Public Media's Steve Berger reports, instead of showing up for the trial, he took drastic steps to get out of it.
This story actually begins at a tree on a curve on Indiana State Road 46 east of Bloomington, where Albert Fink crashed his 2012 BMW sedan. What Fink didn't know is that two Indiana State Police detectives were right behind him that day. ISP Sergeant Kurt Durnell says the detectives encountered a strange situation. Fink told them the crash was deliberate.
Once they realized what had happened, they had a conversation with Mr. Fink.
And what happened?
What was it about? You know, I'd say it was not ordinary, and that his intention was to commit suicide right here on the strip.
Fink had been on his way to testify as an expert witness at the arson and explosives trial of Caleb Loving. Vandenberg County Prosecutor Nick Herman, who was trying that case, says his office got a call from a state trooper who said,
"Hey, you know, this doctor was in an accident, and he says that he falsified a report and he was going to be called as a witness the next day." We quickly realized that that was the trial we were in.
Dr. Fink had filed a report that said Loving was mentally competent to stand trial. The only problem was he'd never met Caleb Loving. Loving's defense attorney, Stephen Owens, says he'd already been suspicious of Fink, who was reluctant to testify about the competency exam he said he performed.
So I talked to him probably three times, and each conversation got a little more odd. I would have described that those conversations as squirrely, I guess is the way I would have described it. After that, I started looking into jail visitation records and discovered that there was no listing of him being there.
85-year-old Albert Fink is a psychologist often hired by the court. He's performed dozens of these evaluations over the last 10 years. The judge declared a mistrial in Caleb Loving's case, but Fink's scene-of-the-crash confession called into question not only the trial he was slated to go to, but everyone he'd ever worked on. Herman says it prompted a massive, months-long investigation.
It was a large effort, and a lot of different agencies participated in and helped with that investigation. It was a troubling case in that you had a person that is literally hired by the court to come in and testify about something that, you know, is lying.
Almost a year to the day after he crashed into the tree, Dr. Fink pleaded guilty to a felony charge of obstructing justice. He received probation and had to surrender his professional licenses. So, Albert Fink was caught and punished, but according to Owens, here's the scary part.
If Albert Fink had not crashed his car and admitted to the officers that he falsified those mental evaluations, would he have ever been caught?
I'd have to say maybe. And whether it would have been this case or not, I don't know. I'd like to think that somebody at some point would have caught up with him. Obviously, we didn't catch up with him all these other cases.
How many other cases? Side Effects has obtained a list of cases that turned up during the investigation in which Albert Fink is suspected of possibly falsifying the exams. We'll discuss that in our next segment, as well as why the conviction of Albert Fink has raised serious questions about how courts determine competency in Indiana. For Side Effects, I'm Steve Berger.